Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode. I don't even know what number this is.
Did you just say another yother?
Another? I said another. I don't know what episode number this is, but we are here again. It is 50 some. We close to the 60s, y'all. 69, we got to celebrate. I just know when we make episode 69, it has to be a celebration.
Someone's got a fucking in the studio.
We is here, y'all. Look, Alex raised his hand. Alex, you going to do some fucking in the studio?
Will we get free video if we one of us fuck you? Honestly, wait.
She say trying to offer up my pussy. No. If Weezy fucks you, do we get free video?
Hold on. Now I'm realizing, like, we need to amp up. Like, we need to get some graphics or something else with this if I'm going to be fucking for all. Like, how long is the free video? Oh, wait, we're recording. Hey, welcome to Horrible Decisions.
Hey,
I'm Weezy.
And this is your girl, Mandy, and we are here yet again. I wanted to start this
episode off. We are corporate women. We really don't fuck for studio time or anything like that. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I'm too above that, because there are some things I would fuck for, you know? I mean, this is like passport pussy, not domestic.
Passport. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Give me a stamp. We might be able to talk.
It depends how far. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like, oh, I'm going to take it to Bahamas.
Like, Bahamas, no. Virgin Islands, no. DR, no. Over the water the other way? Sure.
Over the water the other way.
What's
the name of the ocean?
The other way. Damn, don't.
It's the Pacific Atlantic. It's the Indian Ocean. It's the Gulf of Mexico.
Fuck you. So I wanted to start this episode off. Me and Weezy have kind of just been venting kind of on our Instagrams about niggas, if anything else. And so I guess I'll start off the rants. I posted on the Horrible Decisions page a kind of conversation I had with a nigga who I let get the pussy one time. And it was bad. It just wasn't good. Not only did he give me XYZ dick, as I quoted, there was no cuddling, no kissing, or no head. So I told him, when you first fuck someone, you need to give them grade A dick.
Okay,
he gave me grade XYZ dick. It was really just lackluster, and I just didn't want it again.
I actually had a conversation with some colleagues today about the type of dick you're going to give, and I want to make sure we bring that up in our Horrible Decisions.
No, we definitely will. We definitely will. So basically, the conversation went, he hit me up and was like, yo, why you playing me? And I was like, what did I do? Because we're still friends. I don't think he's a bad guy. I enjoyed his company.
That's how you know the dick was whack, when you can still be that nigga
friend. I still said, yeah, I said, let's be friends.
And you fucked the shit out of me. We can't just hang.
And I don't know if maybe that was his take on it, but I literally told him, in a roundabout way, like, you just didn't please me. I told him maybe he should have more practice with other girls first. And I said that
How
we
old is he? Because we know you like them
young. I know, bitch. He is young. What is he, 23? So he does need more practice. But I fucked young guys before that and put it on me. So
he thought he was doing the thing. He thought he was putting it on you.
He said, I think I fucked pretty well. That was his response. And he said that. And I was just like, maybe no one has shared with you that.
You're 23, you don't know how to fuck.
And not only that, I think that young women don't tell their partners if it's bad or not, because maybe they're not as experienced either at that point in time.
You don't know if it's bad. I think I had a girl once tell me that was 22. She wasn't sure. It was in an Uber pool, actually. I'm sorry to get off track, but she said, oh my god, dude, we got to get pizza. She's talking to her friend in the back seat, and she's like, because pizza isn't fickle, but dick is. And I'm like, hold on, you had an option to go get dick or pizza? And she's like, I'm just saying, like,
you told me the story.
Pizza's way better than dick. Bro, I turned around from that front seat. I said, no, it absolutely is not. Girl, how old are you? And she said she was 21 or 22. I said, who are you fucking? You fucking guys from NYU? And she's like, yeah. Like, I'm like, are they making you come? And she's like, I think so.
And when you have to think, you're not.
She was decent looking. I took a picture of her. I sent them to one of my niggas. I was like, listen, I have a dude you can fuck right now that'll make you never want to eat pizza again if you know you can get dick first. She's like, no. Blah, 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 blah. They just don't know. They know it feels good, and they're going through the motions, but they're not peaking because it's not that good.
And that's the thing. I think so I just tried to express this to him, like, listen, it wasn't good the first time. I kind of don't even want to try a second. He was like, give me another shot. And I'm like, that's not how it works. I'm sorry.
Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't even drunk when we fucked. We was watching, I think, the All-Star game beforehand. Like,
oh, I bet
we
that
were
got you
at
off.
The house. Don't shut the fuck up. Right, my pussy was wet. I was ready. No, but it just wasn't good. And so I think that as females, if someone is not pleasing us, I don't think it's bad to sit here and tell a guy, listen, I really don't want to fuck you anymore, because essentially you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is pleasing me. And I just don't want to fuck to be going through the motions.
How long ago was this?
So me and him fucked probably close to
All-Star game.
Yeah.
Well, no, not this year at all. I was in LA. I was actually having fun. No.
I was in LA.
I was in LA. Sorry. It wasn't this year. No, we fucked probably close to 2 years ago. So he was one of the, and I was telling her because she was like, oh my God, you fucked him. But I was just like, when I got back from Singapore, I lived in Singapore for 6 months. And when I got back, all African-American men were just looking great to me. Like I wasn't, I was in Asia, bro.
So he has 2 more years of experience. You should have gave him.
Actually, yeah, that's a fair point. Alex. So you think that?
So he probably like LMNOP now.
See, I'm not interested. So yeah, I shared that with the Horrible Decisions page, and I just thought that yeah, for a lot of the women who listen to our show, if you are currently having sex with someone who isn't pleasing you, I think that it should be something that you do vocally,
right,
and telling them that they need to step it up or bitch keep it moving. And so speaking of dick, Weezy shared something as well on her page that I thought was interesting.
Actually, it stemmed from a reply I got on a screenshot I posted about wigs with Alex. I'm going to start with that first because that's another rant. So Alex was like, yo, let's go to the gym. Me and him have been working out together lately. I'm like, I got to go get my hair done. He's like, it looked nice on your story. I'm like, it's a wig. He's like, so just leave the wig on. I'm like, first of all, no. And I'm going to tell you why. Wigs put me at risk. I live in New York City now, and the subways are very congested. And so when that happens and people be pushing up on you, when I don't wear a wig, I can get ballsy. You know what I'm saying? I could be like, bitch, do you see me standing here? But if I'm wearing a wig, I can't get too testy with you.
You cannot.
Because you can always snatch my shit.
And then you lose. You lose if your wig is snatched.
You beat a bitch's ass. But if she got your wig,
she
this
won.
Happened to me in the 10th grade. You lose every fucking time. You just can't get your wig snatched. I can't fuck. I'm going to be like, I can't even come without thinking you're going to pull my fucking wig off.
And then everyone's
I can't get in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, if I get cursed out while I'm wearing a wig, I'm going to be like, you know what, bitch, you got it. Because you ain't about to have me on World Star shit. Blogzilla going to be interviewing her like, yo, so how did it feel? You still got it with you? Pull it out. No. Then you could take it with you. And the wig I have was good human hair. I just can't. Wigs put me very much at risk. I know you could sew it down, but it's still going to shift. And I just feel like I can't do it. So anyway, this nigga I used to fuck with writes on the comments in the fucking picture and was like, you used to at least let me know. They ain't never stop you. You know I had to delete that shit and write that nigga.
I hate when niggas do that.
I hate
niggas.
Those, hey, I know you in real life comments. Yes! No, why are you being extra?
That was I love that.
Why? So annoying.
Someone left a comment on my page saying something. I remember when you used to live on Hillendale. And I was like, who are you? Did I fuck you and forget you?
Listen.
Like, who are you?
I know you from Evans. We used to go to Oak Ridge together.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Stop it.
So first I called him. He didn't answer. And he texted me back like, LOL, what's wrong? I said, answer your phone. So then he calls me back. He's like, what's up? I said, you had a lot of fucking nerve acting like your dick so bomb that you could literally whip your dick out in the comment section and be like, oh, they ain't never stop you and blah, blah, blah. Get the fuck out of here. And he was like, oh, so you ain't like it? I'm like,
I was about to say, the
dick
was good though, huh?
It was good. But
the dick was good.
It was drug dealer dick.
So because so her post literally was, what do you do when, like, dick is so good, but the nigga attached to it is so trash? It's like, you want to fuck, but you don't.
It's like literally good dick but trash person. Like, do you hit them up? Because the thing is, do they deserve the pussy? Taz's Angels used to say, do broke niggas deserve the pussy?
No.
But do trash niggas deserve it?
That's a thing.
If I could just fuck you and you could just eat this pussy and I could suck your dick and we have great sex, like, am I getting what I need out of it? And that's the thing. If you're really a terrible person, I mean, this dude is a Jamaican drug dealer. He's probably killed people. Do I really give pussy to a murderer?
So I've had this thought in my head for a while, like, I feel like now that I'm a little bit more successful than I was 10 years ago, I feel like the dick has fell off. Like, honestly.
Wait, your dick has fell off?
I honestly feel, I don't know if my dick has fell off or, like, women just, like.
Oh, because broke niggas got
I'm
better
not,
dick?
Yeah,
broke
I'm not trash.
Way better dick.
Like, I'm not trash.
Can't nobody
I feel like,
fuck you like a nigga with that don't have a car, that live with his mama. Oh, my God. When you got nothing to lose, you fuck.
Not only nothing
God.
To lose, I feel like you have so much more time to give as well. Like, you just got to finesse this shit because in real life, that dick might get you a house with no bills to pay because these women be moving these broke niggas in.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with that kind of animosity anymore. Like, it's just like,
bitch, I interviewed Oprah. You know what kind of dick this is?
it's more like you see this skyline. Like, you see this skyline.
Right, do you see where I live?
You see
like
this
Nick,
art?
Where do you live?
I live on the Hudson River.
Okay. On the Hudson.
On the Hudson.
Water view.
Hudson Yards.
Yeah, I live over there. Oh, I got a lot of views. I can't even tell people where I live.
I ain't gonna lie, I have views. I used to live on 54th and 8th, and that's when I would like to be like, yeah, nigga, that's the kind of pussy this is. The fuck?
Shit. It's so funny. Well, you guys hear another voice in the room, so I guess we can introduce our guest for the show. I feel like we got to roll out the red carpet because he kind of lit. So do you want to let our listeners know who you are, what you do, besides the fact that you done interview Oprah? Because, nigga.
My name is Zilla Valentine. That's X-I-L-L-A, last name Valentine. You guys might know me on the internet as Blogzilla. That's B-L-O-G-X-I-L-L-A. Make sure you follow me. if I sent you an unsolicited dick pic, you would feel like you just saw baby Jesus for the first time. But I feel like that was appropriate for the horrible decision listeners.
This is not a religious podcast.
You
at
know,
all.
Baby Jesus.
But my dick will make you feel like.
But you know what? I would love to see him because I don't believe in him. So if you can fuck me till I start to see God and think that nigga real, you could do it. We could do it right in that little room back there.
I'm dead. He just and like fuck. Look, he's like, bitch, what?
So by the way, how long have we been? I remember talking to you on Twitter when I had a Twitter. I don't even have one. Weezy XXX.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was you.
Years ago.
Ooh, through that years ago. Simon Shade. Bitch, that was you?
No, I remember it, but I didn't put the connection together.
I'm teasing.
It's like when someone was like.
Because my name changed.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Like I put the Weezy WTF or whatever.
Like if someone referred to her as Mandy, I would be like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Which is crazy because I was Mandy before I was Full Core Pumps.
Yeah, but I know you was Full Core Pumps.
Yeah.
But they'd be like, just man, like, who the fuck are you talking about? Mandy Moore? Like the girl from This Is Us?
Wait, oh my God, nigga, that's my jam. Literally, when I saw Randall in Black Panther, I was like, wait.
Yeah,
you can't be that black because we've watched the show.
Like it's like friends who like I know like who are with me shooting in the gym, yeah. And they came to me on a first name basis. I'm like, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking
what?
About. And then like say the whole thing. It's like a pimp named Slickback. You gotta say the whole thing.
You know, it's funny because like people came up to us in our live show, and this is no disrespect, but we see the same names a lot.
We were like, what?
So
what's
some
your
girls,
name?
One girl specifically, I remember her. She came right up to me, and she was like, "It's hey," like, and she said it like we knew each other, and I was like. Yeah, I'm so happy you're here. And then she had to say, like, I'm blah, blah, blah. I was like, bitch, with the baby in the picture. What's up, bitch? Did that nigga called you back, didn't he? I told you.
The fact that we know people by at names is crazy now.
I did a whole interview with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
And the nigga kept just saying.
Who was it?
Nigga just kept saying, London, London, London. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like, I'm ahead of interview Kevin Lyles. Like, I don't know who you are.
Kevin Lyles.
And then he finally said, like, 20 minutes into the interview, nigga finally said, London on the track. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Like, nigga, you famous. But you London on the track, nigga. Like, you London on the
track.
Right. That's like, you know, my name is Mike. Mike, I don't know, Mike.
I don't know, Mike.
Mike, Will made it, ho. Like, you got to say the whole shit.
The whole thing. Like,
what's Metro Boomin' name?
Metro Boomin'?
Y'all going to Metro? Like, what, the cafe? No, the Metro Boomin' party.
Metro Boomin'.
Like,
yeah.
By the way, if you could give us any feedback at the end of this interview, we'd be having, me and Mandy get really, like, hype with when we interview people when they say some crazy shit, like the woman that says she don't question her man and that she wasn't the primary, even though she was his wife. No, but, like, we'll start talking and people will leave comments and they'll be like, you guys talk over your guests and you guys do this and you guys do that. And we've only been at it for a year and it's really, really hard.
Yeah, like, you gotta learn to shut up. You gotta learn to shut up and not go, you got to be quiet.
I think you got to do this. We did an interview
I'm not
once.
In my head.
I don't know if you remember. And Mandy, they were saying that she was talking over the girl too much. And I got to be real. The girl was boring. And she kept trying to pull her out of it. Like, so what about this? So what about when you do this? And it sounds rude. And so that's the thing. Do you ruin the show with this boring ass fucking person? Mm-hmm. Or do you hype the shit up and interrupt them?
It's different because the platform is a podcast, so it's not visual.
Yeah, yours and
it's all audio.
Actually,
so.
we visual now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, we getting it. You know,
I might have had to fuck for it.
Which is what I'm saying. I'm telling people now, like, when you can see chemistry and when you see, you know, kind of the interaction between people, you can get that I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm literally trying to keep it going. So it's much different when it is just audio because you can't really see. Even when we had the interview with Glamazon Taomi, I was trying to move the interview along because it was getting tense and people thought I was just cutting her off to keep going. And it was just like, no, it was getting motherfucking tense.
No, when we
that
interviewed
shit.
Rotimi, people were like, y'all kept it around the hip. Bitch, because we wanted to fuck.
Rotimi was Rotimi.
Ooh, you spit in her mouth. Ooh, I know you spit in her mouth.
I hate you.
Did either one of you guys fuck Rotimi?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about it. At the time I had love. I should have got that dick, dog. I know he would have gave it up.
Yeah. His dick probably good too.
I did an interview recently with Lamar Morris and Kylie Bunbury, and they were talking in a movie. Did you guys come to a movie party? No, you didn't come.
But I've come to your movie party.
But the last one we did for game night. No. In the game night, there's a theme where the couple argues about his girlfriend slept with a celebrity. And Lamar in an interview said, I've dated some women in Hollywood who've slept with celebrities before, during, and after me.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, I have too. Like, when I meet a girl, she's always like, you're around all these beautiful women. And I'm like, yeah. Well, they all fuck Trey Songz. Like,
everybody don't fuck Trey. Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people like that. There's multiple Trey Songz who have fucked everybody in the industry. Yeah. I just say that to say, because since we were on the topic.
You saying, well, Timmy, you would have just fucked me because I'm in the room?
I didn't say that.
You didn't hear the episode. We were connected.
Oh, my God. With the elevator. That's their connection.
Let me just say what's funny about it. Like,
shout out to Rotimi.
He's dope.
I've talked to and been friends with three women who were simultaneously dating him at the same time and had them all in the same room. Rotimi's my guy and I shouldn't snitch.
You snitching like a mother.
That was drastic.
He seems like the type of nigga to be like, you know,
ain't nothing wrong with getting pussy.
He's real smooth.
Look, if you single, you can fuck as many women as you like if you single. You using protection.
Absolutely.
He was single. They just were, you know.
So the week that we interviewed him, the guy I was dating got me and my mother tickets to the Knicks game, courtside.
And you took Rotimi?
No.
Well, Rotimi was there.
Rotimi was literally four seats down.
Oh.
So I took a picture with him with my mom. People were like, y'all fucked.
It was crazy.
I didn't even think about it. But my mom was, my mom taps me. She goes, you need to start fucking black guys again.
You don't fuck black guys.
She don't. She ain't fucked
been a while.
She ain't had no black dick in like 2 years. That's like cobwebs.
Jeez, that's a lot of time.
Okay, hold on.
Did you find a white guy who was hung? One of those porn dick white guys?
Porn
dick, coke dick, I call it. Coke can dick. That didn't sound right. Coke can dick.
Coke dick. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if coke
We know how she parties.
Shut up. No. Honestly, someone wrote me in my comments the other day when I posted some Black History Month shit. It was like, but you won't be fucking niggas. I was like, listen, I'm a little bit scorned. Black men have just really fucked my head up. I done fucked literally any nigga in Orlando that makes a decent amount of money or sells drugs. I've fucked them. And so then I had to move to escape all of the niggas I was fucking. And what happened when I moved to Midtown New York? White people. And woke white people, which was like, this is easy. You know what I'm saying?
I call them woke white folk.
Yes.
Woke
like, you're
folk.
Not like red hat, white font type of white guy. You're like, oh, yeah, dude, Black Lives Matter. Fuck yeah, I fucked into black girls. You know what I mean? I don't care if you wrap your hair. Yeah, a bonnet, whatever. They know everything. It's
Do
like,
you let them call you the N-word during sex?
Are you
Hell
kidding?
Hell no. We've had that
Listen,
conversation
you know
before.
Why I really fuck with the white boys that I do fuck with? It's very hard for me to stop talking how I talk. And I'd be like, I don't even motherfucker. And they just handle it. They take it. They don't have to throw it back. They don't have to change their voice. That I love. Because there's nothing worse than a white dude that feels like they got a black it up for you.
I can't relate. I don't know.
Well, you know, but I'm sure you've had friends do that too.
After coming back from a screening of Wrinkle in Time, and we were talking about the movie, I said to my white friend, "Nigga, you." I called him a nigga.
They love that shit. They'd be like, "Yeah, I'm down."
No, I felt bad because like it's only like two black people who see movies. I just call him a nigga in front of a bus full of white people.
But no. White people like that are really they make you comfortable. They'll let you talk like that. I'd be talking to James like that. I'd be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. He'd be like, no, man.
No.
Just kidding. James
don't
talk like
If you've listened to the show, what we do weekly on our episodes are kinks of the week. We like to just, you know, try to help people know that they're normal, even if they like kind of things that would be considered weird to other people.
Okay.
This one that I found this week is actually, to me, kind of normal, and I want to know if you guys have ever felt this way or relate to it. So the kink of the week for this week, guys, is amorophilia. This is actually a sexual arousal by a partner whom one is unable to see due to artificial means, so such as being blindfolded or having sex in total darkness. Now, I brought this up because it was funny. I just had sex recently. Clearly, I mean, I always have sex. I prefer the lights off. He wanted the lights on, or at least the curtains open so that he could see, I guess, the shapes of my body and stuff like that. I prefer sex in the dark. To me, it's just more, I don't know. I really don't
pitch
know why
black
I
dark
like it.
Or just like a dark room?
A dark room, not
need,
pitch black
I need
dark.
A TV on.
See, that's what I wanted to talk about because I think that's kind of where it's not pitch black. I don't think that's darkness. I already shared my story about why I will not get blindfolded again, ever, and that's because this nigga took off the condom while I had a blindfold on.
Ghosting. They call that ghosting, don't they?
Is that what
I
that's
didn't
called?
Know that.
Ghosting?
Oh, come on!
Ghosting?
Did you just teach us something in our own
that's
sex
I think that's
show?
Called ghosting.
That's a so when a guy takes off a condom without you knowing, it's called ghosting.
I think so.
Well, that's what the fuck that nigga did.
Ghosting Urban Dictionary.
I'm done. But yeah, so I wanted to ask you, when you have sex, you said you prefer a TV on?
I need a little bit of light. Oh, I need a little bit. I like to see the woman I'm fucking.
You like to see the woman. What about you?
But I don't want to see everything. That's too much stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just
like, I can't do it like in a whole lit, well lit room.
When it's very well lit, I do get uncomfortable. Like, I think it's just the insecurities of me. Not that I don't love my body, but I just feel like you could see like the scar from when I bust my ass when I was five. You know, like a little too up close. Actually, morning sex I've been having with the chick I've been fucking, and she could fuck at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my nigga. Like, she came over. I had a bad work day. She was like, "Oh, we not fucking." I'm like, "Whoa, whoa,
calm down."
I think pitch black. Bitch, it's daylight. Is that a kink? Is that kinky?
Oh,
if
yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been blindfolded?
I don't know if that's kinky though. That's just
oh,
like
to
a
some
part
people. Oh no, to
wait,
some
wait,
people.
Wait.
No, to
that's
some
not
people.
A part of sex.
That's just definitely not a part of sex.
You have to give up a lot of. And I think blindfolding sounds more basic than it is, but unless you've ever been blindfolded for a long time, you have to give up a lot of control. Do you remember that time that I blindfolded? Or no, the dude blindfolded me. He made me,
so,
he blindfolded me, came into my house, made me stand away from the door, and would not take it off until he was inside of me. I literally was standing away from my door on my knees. He came up, blindfolded me, did all these things to me, and I was not allowed to remove it from his face or look at him until he was inside of me.
I ain't gonna lie. When I walk in my house and there ain't no lights, I'm scared. I can't see shit.
Yeah.
I need a light on. Like,
no, I get that. That's a little extra. But, like, sitting someone in the bed with a blindfold is, like, mad normal. Like
no,
like,
but you maybe to you it's normal, but you have to realize there's a lot of people to where the idea
honestly,
of bringing
for me it's not.
To
I
bring
have a
to bring
podcast about sex.
Right, to bringing blindfolds, handcuffs, toys. That blindfolds would
see,
fall into
say,
that
say
category.
Handcuffs are normal too. I don't think the word normal is maybe it. I think handcuffs are just not that crazy. Like
right.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
but kinks don't necessarily have to be crazy.
Hold on, when's like, the last time you use a blindfold since you
but
said
when,
that?
Right, you use blindfolds every time?
No.
When's the last time you did it?
When was the last time you used one?
I don't remember.
Okay, exactly. It ain't normal, nigga.
Jerking off is normal.
No, no. Like, not normal, yeah. But, like, if we were going to, like, a blindfold, like, blindfold someone, it's different levels of blindfold. Like, it's different levels of tying up.
What's
like,
the level of blindfold?
Tying
like
a woman's arms up to the bedpost is some simple shit. If you wrap a chick up in knots and feathers and all that
yeah,
other shit,
Alex's face.
I love
then
you.
that is an extreme kink to
your
me.
Face
like,
was in my head.
What? Okay, so there's different levels to
you know what I mean?
Tying people up, but
resistance
what,
bands.
How many levels are there
3K.
To blindfolding somebody? There's not levels to blindfolding. You blindfold
no,
someone.
No, no,
that's
no, no,
it.
No.
Like if you like put a blindfold on, I say normal. Like baby, I'm a blindfold. You blindfold her and like kiss her up
it's
and down
like
in the bed.
It's not like sticking an anal plug up your ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, but like if you like blindfold her like, for
the
whole night,
than blindfold,
and she's
right?
been blindfolded for like 30, 40 minutes, that's a little bit much.
Yeah, the blindfold
I'm about, like,
is kind of.
I'm talking about something, babe, lay in the bed and put this blindfold on, and you put the and then he just like kisses and shit, and then y'all fuck.
Maybe you
that's
think it's normal
shit.
Because people actually can get blindfolded for like another surprise or something.
Right. That's what
and
I
you
was
can actually like get, use handcuffs for like jail. Maybe that's why you're saying that because I don't think this shit is normal.
Okay.
Maybe you're a little more advanced. And
right.
You maybe
you're a little bit more.
Maybe you may need to stop doing movies and do AVN.
I get invited to AVN every year.
Of course.
What?
You
don't
do.
Go.
No.
Why?
Why would I go there?
So don't wait, video. Wait. I'm sorry. Side note. Maybe we can cut this part out. So you're telling me you get tickets or you get like on a list? Listen,
they...
you take me there. I'll pay for your flight.
Okay.
Boom,
I need
done
to
deal. Done deal.
Okay.
Like, this is something that needs to happen in my lifetime.
I know so many adult workers.
I don't give a fuck who you know. I need to see it.
Okay.
Boom. Done. All right.
You
so
tell me, when is it?
We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen. We can talk about this off the show. So, this week, guys, the horrible decision. Weezy, I guess, had this conversation with her coworkers today, so we wanted to bring it onto the show. The horrible decision is kind of if you're the notion that if a woman is great in bed, she's automatically a hoe
now,
or has had a lot of partners.
I want to talk about this and how this came up. So this dude says to me yesterday, the guy I actually never talked to. We're talking about like how he met this girl and she sucked his dick. And he was like, yo, she wopped my shit up. Like shit was crazy. And I was like really fucking with her. And I'm like, hold up. Like what?
How you get this good?
See, the fact that you said it before she could even say it, that's why we going to have this conversation.
I'm shocked. So
that's what I'm saying.
I said to him like, how old is she? He's like, she's 27. I'm like, so she thinks she's never sucked a dick? And he was like, yo, come on, though. For real?
Wait, what?
And I'm so he's 30.
It's not about never sucking a dick. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's not about
no,
never
no,
sucking
no,
a dick.
No, we want to hear this bullshit.
It's not about never sucking a dick. It's just you got to get your 10,000 hours in. So she could have got her 10,000 hours in on one dick.
Here, let me stop you there.
But that's highly unlikely.
So funny, because this is where it connects. So then today, I was like, yo, I'm actually going to base my show today based on this fucking topic. And I'm like, but you know what I think is the deep-rooted thing of this? And I said, I'm going to ask you. So I asked the dude, when you fuck a girl the first time, do you give grade A dick? And he was like, no.
I Bullshit. Don't.
He's, hold on.
And I think that's trash.
He's like, I don't, because then I set the bar too high. I've got to, like, gradually Absolutely let true. It get better.
Really? Yeah.
So then everybody else in the office, oh, God, shout out to my office, was like, the white dude actually was like, I don't know, man. I think I do pretty good the first time. And then the Spanish nigga was like, hold up, hold up, hold up. You meet a girl at a party. You're never going to see her again. You give grade A dick then. But let's say you like a girl and you know you're going to keep fucking with her. You maybe give like BC dick. You don't go like all the way. Facts.
But that's
damn.
Bullshit.
Wait,
because
now you know. Facts?
You, yeah. Why? Yeah. Because to me, if you give grade A dick the first time, first off, it's going to want me to get it again. And like, nigga, I've been getting grade A dick for the last 4 years from 24/7 and it gets better. It's still getting better. Like, you can give someone grade A dick and they just enjoy fucking you every
How
single
often
time.
How do you see 24/7?
Now for the last 2-3 months, at least 2-3 times a week. And that shit is
well,
bomb.
Like, that's
different. I'm just saying, usually grade A dick, we're making a big effort. Like, we don't want to have to do that that time. Do you really want to
like, I'm going to be honest with you. Niggas that have gave me grade A dick the first time, they knew the pussy was going to be hard to get. I ain't give it to them too easy. And they were like, oh, this bitch thing?
Oh, yeah.
She's playing games?
Yeah.
And she wasn't going to fuck me? Then they fuck
Then
shit.
They fuck you good.
Grade A dick is more than just dick, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, so grade A dick is grade A sex. So
yeah,
like,
agree.
So like, if I like a woman, I'm gonna give her everything. I'm gonna go all out. If I like her, because I want to keep her. So I'm gonna say, okay boom, you're getting a lot with this. If she's just a girl, I'm just if I just know I'm just gonna hit it once and I'm never gonna see her again, I'm not even gonna put in any effort.
Okay, so here's my question then, and I'm gonna ask both of you men, if you don't like a woman or don't care to give her grade A dick, why are you even fucking her?
Because I want some pussy.
Get off.
Just to get off.
Can I? Because I want some pussy for $200, Alex.
All right, to be fair, I'm thinking about so I had sex with the first time with someone for the first time in a long time, right? It's been a year since I fucked someone new. And I was sucking his dick, and this is Saturday, and I remember thinking, Jeeves. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Do I go ham? Or am I going to, like, really, like, do I or do I not? And I remember thinking about it because I know, not to toot my own horn, but I know I suck a good dick. And I was like, should I go ham? Should I be doing the ham? Should I spit on it? Should I, like, let him see all this shit? Should I be making the noise? Do I do this right now and let this nigga be like, what? I even thought about it in the middle of sucking a dick. And I didn't.
See, I don't know. To me,
yeah, no, that was probably the right decision. Yep. Honestly, let me tell you something. I had a break with this girl I was dating, and she came back a little bit better at sucking dick, and I was like, it fucked me up for a long time.
But that's what I'm saying. So to me, with what you just said,
who taught you how to do that? With
Yeezy taught me.
I didn't even know that was possible.
No, but so with what you just said, I feel like as a female, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Because what you just said is, had she given you that A1 dick the A1 head the first time, it wouldn't have been nothing. But because she gave you lackluster head and then came back later and gave you better head, now she's judged either way. So as a female, are we supposed to...
It depends on if you want to have that conversation, though. It depends if you want to have that conversation and if y'all on that level to where, like, yo, how you get so much better at this?
Alex, you said today when we put in the chat what we were going to have the topic be about, you said totally, like, a chick could watch porn or have just been one partner a long time. Like, what do you think when someone sucks the shit out of your fucking dick the first time?
I'm ecstatic.
The first time?
First time I'm ecstatic because now I'm going to keep you around.
And see, so
that's
so,
what
so
I thought.
This is what the whole conversation was when
it's
I
like
had
a double standard.
If you think
give
about
me good dick, I'm gonna keep you around.
But no, because look, Alex, if you think about what I just said in the beginning of what I just had as far as my conversation with a guy earlier, he didn't give me good enough dick to where I wanted to even try it again or keep it around.
We said like there's levels to it, so we're not saying X, Y, Z. But like, say if you
LMNOP though, he should have gave me mid grade dick.
If you start with that and it's still good, we'll still come back to it, but we won't be like thirsty. If you start with A from the jump, I'm gonna expect A every time. So prepare to work.
Yeah, if you deliver, you gotta drop off some good dick, and just not eat the pussy or not lick the ass. You gotta. It's levels.
Okay,
to
there's
it.
Definitely levels.
So you gotta make sure you boom, boom, boom.
Well,
and
that's
give
like
it
the
to
whole
her.
Sex. To me though, dick is dick, and whether you lay it down like so, and I'll. Break that down as far as, of course, there's a difference between you guys eating pussy, you guys looking ass, y'all fingering an ass, like y'all adding all these extra ad libs. But the dick part should at least be great, is what I'm saying. Do y'all not stroke a certain way? Do you guys not at least put the dick down? I get not adding all the extra freaky nasty shit. But when you first fuck a female, do you guys not even make the dick at least okay in grade A? You get what I'm saying? Like, aside from adding all the extra foreplay and ad libs, what about just
playing good dick? I'm always trying to impress when I'm having sex. Always.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing, though. B dick can still, like, if you have
good dick, can go better.
Can still be good.
XYZ dick, you just don't want to hear.
Perfect. Me and the dude that I had fucked for the first time, like, we went out all fucking night. We didn't get back to my place till 4 a.m. He was fucking me, and I knew it was good, but I was like, oh my God, it's going to be so much better in the morning. I was thinking that in my head. It was still good. I would still fuck with him. I knew it was good. I could tell by, like, the stroke game, it was good. And then in the morning, the shit was better. Like, I know, like, I'm excited to fuck him tomorrow. I'm like, I know this shit's going to be even better and the better. And, like, I think you can still tell someone's, I don't know, their repertoire. Like, you could still tell.
So this is my question as well to the two men. And even with the things you said, you just knew it would be better. So for me, and I had this as a response, that maybe I should teach him what I want. And I'm 27 years old, bro. I wanted to ask you guys, would you guys teach a woman? Do you guys care? Like, if she was trash as fuck at giving you guys head, y'all treat?
Yeah, I'm sure you've told a girl how to suck a dick.
When you're 22, like, at 30 years old, you're still teaching bitches?
I'm old enough to be teaching, but hold on.
I want to stop you for a second. With dick.
Yes, with dick.
All right.
With dick.
Let's talk about dick for a second. I know when sucking dick that, and this was why I was a little confused with sucking dick this last weekend. Loverboy loves my hands. Obsessed with my fucking hands. Like, tells me to grab his dick. Like, he likes me to pull it from the tip. He's uncircumcised. Like, I know what he likes, feeling that skin because he's more sensitive. This weekend, when my hands were, like, to my side, I think he, like, almost put his legs over my hands. He just wanted my mouth.
Yeah. Well, with that, though, that doesn't go with teaching, though. To me, that's just knowing your partner. That's knowing your partner. Because the same is with 24/7.
But
loves his balls licked.
Slow down.
If I lick someone else's balls, he might not get the same sensation from having his balls licked. So to me, it's not about teaching. It's about knowing your partner and what they like.
Are we talking about teaching or direction?
Or direct. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between.
I was saying direction in my head. Then I thought direction was teaching.
No. Teaching is something completely
different.
What's
the conversation that you've had? What's, like, the last time you could think that you've had to teach someone? I know you've been in a relationship, but maybe you fucking someone new. Like, how do you?
So are we talking about teaching or direction?
Teaching.
Teaching? Nah, I'm not teaching.
Now. See, and that was my question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. To me,
it's whack.
And that's what I was saying with the first guy. That's what I'm saying. At 27 years old, maybe when I was younger, I got, you know, time to teach.
There's a fine line between teaching and direction.
Okay,
like,
so
because, yeah, because sometimes you have to teach a person, teach a woman what you like.
Or tell, that's more just telling them.
Well, we're just using different verbiage.
Yeah, there's different verbiage.
But it's teaching them what you like and then directing them to do that.
Because you're just saying, oh, like that.
See, to me, there's
times where you need to stop and be like, look, no, relax your mouth, open up, stop using your teeth. Like, you just,
that's more teaching.
What, your teeth?
Stop using your teeth, bitch. Open your mouth.
Stop using.
Right. I feel like a grandma.
But see, I feel like that's the difference, too, in what I'm saying. Like, it's really a difference between just knowing your partner and knowing what they enjoy. If Jeeves doesn't like you using his hands, that's more of a preference. He doesn't have to teach you how to suck the dick, though. I'm saying, as far as if I sat here and had
his name on the
Jeeves is a nickname.
We give nicknames. So
I thought his
really
name was
smart,
Loverboy.
So I've kind of wanted
no,
to
Loverboy
call him
is
like,
out,
ask
look,
G.
He's like, I thought that was Loverboy. No, Loverboy is actually out of the picture.
Yeah.
So this is a new guy, and this is his new nickname.
Jeeves is the new one.
He's just really smart.
So
it's
Loverboy
and, I feel like,
and Jeeves.
He's like kind of like a Google. So okay. I literally just call him Jeeves because ask Jeeves. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
the nigga know too much.
So it's funny because this the nigga know too much.
He must have Googled how to eat pussy too, because he knew.
And so the last question that I kind of had, and I wanted you guys as kind just to you're more than welcome to hone in on it. I wanted to know, you and I are women and we both take dick. So what is our reaction to a man who's really good in bed? Do you have an immediate reaction?
Do you remember?
You cried. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
The reason I called him Loverboy was because when he ate my pussy,
she cried.
Good, I started crying. And I didn't want to tell him how good he ate it. Because I just let them tears like be like, I was like, oh, bro, I was in the fucking Uber. Like, that's how fucking hard I came. And all I could think of was, this nigga's a hoe.
And see, we're sitting here saying, damn, we shouldn't have, guys shouldn't blame us.
Turns out, call he us was.
He was,
but,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, like, he ate the pussy so good, like, I knew, like, you ain't shit. I actually had a dude eat my pussy so good once. I'll never forget it. It was in Miami, and I was coming. I was like, oh, my God, you ain't shit. I know you ain't shit. Fucking shit. I mean, everything was so good, and it's like, I have the same reaction. Does that mean I'm not going to give you this pussy? Oh, absolutely not.
Like, and I asked this question because I've been asked by a dude after we done had freaky, nasty, just just filthy sex. They've who else you done this with? Or damn, how many other niggas got it like this? And so I'm just like, oh, why did you do
that?
Why?
Niggas are insecure. We mad.
Is that that's an insecurity with men, right?
I love
that
you said we. Thank you.
We.
Oh no.
Speaking for the masses.
I need like a 2-week buffer period. Like you, I need. Can you not have sex for 2 weeks before we start? Like I need that. I can't
have
that.
We just ain't gonna tell you. Like, yeah, nigga, it's
gonna take 2 weeks.
Even if I fuck someone last night, I ain't gonna tell you. I'm gonna be like,
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know.
I ain't had no dick in a long time.
Yo, why is 3 months?
3 months, bitch.
I love telling that 90-day lie. I be having
no
to think to myself. I was on a date recently when I was like, oh my God, it's been so long. He's like, man, I'm like 90 days. In November.
I was dating this girl and we were fucking and I went over there and I saw a Magnum in her trash can. And I was like,
okay, so this is the question too that I wanted to ask. Yeah. That like, being no, in the trash can is bad. What are your thoughts on going to a woman, going over to her house, getting in bed? You don't have condoms, but I got condoms.
Nah,
what is your reaction
to
that?
You're not bothered by that, are
you? I've had guys bothered with the fact that I have condoms, and then he got really mad because, bitch, I had a Magnum and a Trojan. I had a variety.
It depends on who she is. It depends on who she is.
Okay, what about Alex the Saint?
Like, I would enjoy that.
Hold on. It depends on who she is. What are you talking about? Why?
Yeah. It just depends on who the girl is.
Why?
Why
does that matter?
Because it's levels to the... Everyone's not... All pussy is not created the same.
We don't like that answer.
All pussy is not created...
There's not a fucking level to a girl that doesn't want to fucking catch an STD. There's not a level to a girl that's not prepared for sex. There's not a level to a girl
that's
gonna
be... So women should always be prepared for sex.
Yes, and there's not a...
Dude, this isn't in her purse, Marie. This is her house.
This is her house.
Her house. Oh, I didn't hear house.
Oh, well, I mean, I got it in my purse, too. Is that bad? Can I not have it in my purse?
I have one condom in my house, and she gave it to me.
Oh, I did give you a condom.
Why? Yeah.
Because
we did a film.
Why do you have one condom in your house? Have you been fucking the same person for a long time?
I don't wear condoms. I'm just playing.
Right. Niggas.
Let me send you the episode with Dr. Kim. I will send you the woman that had herpes, the man who had HIV.
Wow. Right.
Like, motherfuckers be...
I have.
So...
One person for the
it's ironic.
You, that's why I love mutual masturbation, and we talk a lot
about this too. Yeah,
I went to a dude's house who was like, honestly, like I just didn't know this was gonna happen. I was in Orlando, and I was like, y'all got Postmates down here? Well, listen, put some porn on, and that's all right.
Well, you want to know what's crazy?
Was
as a
vagina out?
Yes, yeah. Bitch.
The whole thing.
It's fucking out. Like, to me, as a female, if a man comes over my house, doesn't have a condom, and still insists, like, that we're going to have sex with, like, a lot of men will then insist, like, well, you good, right? And I'm automatically turned off, don't even want to have sex with you. Because to me, the fact that you come over without even a condom, and then I don't have one. Well, most of the times I do. But if I don't have one and you don't have one, by the time you think I'm going to wait for you to go down to the bodega, nah, my pussy dried up already. Like, you ruined the mood.
I don't mind that. Like, I would.
I don't.
No. I will say this, though.
The you good thing is some bullshit.
That shit really upset me.
Niggas got to stop
that shit. I actually got tested, and then a dude told me, like, I'm like, when's the last time you've been tested? He was like, well, I don't even fucking use it. I should be fine. No, you should not.
No, you should.
Be only fine. Because
there's other things that men can have that a woman can't have.
What?
Like, what the fuck?
Or it could have just been dormant in my fucking body. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, it's fucking terrible.
Niggas have different logic when we horny.
No, y'all are trash, like, in real life.
Different logic.
So it's funny. So what we do every episode.
After we nut, then we
it's
back
terrible.
Right.
So what we do every week as well is we have hoe mail. Ironically, we got hoe mail that matched this topic identically, kind of.
Oh, great.
So it says, I just read the convo with dude that you let only hit once. Well, something similar happened to me several years ago. I decided to fuck a friend of mine, and there was no sexual chemistry, and his dick game sucked. I even told him to slow down while he was jackhammering away at my vagina, and he refused. Niggas gotta stop that. That shit, it just don't feel good. I even told him, Obviously, that was the one and only night we spent together. I don't know if I should mention that I know for a fact that at the time, I was more experienced than him, and I made him nervous. Fast forward 5 or so years, we're still friends, he still wants me, and I've been single for 13 months. He's good looking, great job, single, no kids. My question to y'all is, should I go there one more time to see if he improved? Should I mention that I'm a 37-year-old single mom of two,
yes,
and there are slim pickings out in these streets?
Yes, yes, yes. Give away that old dusty pussy. Hell yes. Give it away. You need some dick.
Wait.
It's been a while.
Why?
You should be happy.
Why you gotta be dusty at 37?
Have you seen Eddie Murphy's ex-wife?
I was about to say, Nicole
Murphy.
Beyonce 37?
Nicole
Beyonce up there. I don't think she's 37.
37. Beyonce about 37, but all
Beyonce
these women
like
don't look like Beyonce,
right?
At 37.
Oh, well, okay.
No, no. So, half the shorties I used to like look
listen,
like.
He's still trying to hit. She probably look good. She said years later.
Yeah, 5 years later.
So I'm going to say she looked good.
So well, she was 32 back when they first fucked. 32 and 35.
That nigga,
I mean, 37 and 35 shouldn't be that big of a
difference. How old is Beyonce?
That's a big difference, 32 and 37?
It's a big difference.
Women change that much in,
yes.
So what would your advice, y'all's, both of y'all's
she
advice?
She needs to do it.
She needs some dick?
She need to do
I don't
it.
Know. To me, I feel like there's just
she just
other
said
options.
She set the scene for the night they first fucked. Maybe he was drunk. I just try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Well, she said that
there's
he was nervous.
There's also one more thing that I will say with men. My first time having sex with Loverboy was awful. And he's some of the best sex I've ever had. And
okay.
I was fucking that nigga for a year. But I think the first time can sometimes just be awkward.
Well, depending on the mood, because I'll say that same thing definitely.
But the only
has
thing
me.
Is the stroke game. Like
need to
that's
learn.
What I said, the stroke game,
you need
bro.
To learn the pussy, need to get used to the pussy. Like I said, all pussies ain't created equal.
Girl, let me try it again.
You know what? The
you
only
know, like, get you a babysitter, get cute, get something to eat, make sure he take you somewhere nice, and like pretend that he ain't gonna get the pussy. Be like,
make
I don't
sure
know,
you drink a lot of water so it could get wet again.
Water affects the pussy.
Are, yeah, but he's that. Being an asshole. It definitely does.
No, I'm just playing. I was being a jerk. I winked. Yeah, you didn't see that because I winked.
He winked.
I winked.
I don't know. To me, I feel like
how old are you?
To
I'm old.
He older.
So, what the fuck? That dusty dick? No wonder you ain't got condoms.
When I get this old.
Goddamn listeners, nigga.
I like different things now that I'm old. I like pubic hair now. I didn't like pubic hair before.
I love landing strips, but I never get to see them.
I like armpits now. I like a lot of the weird
shit.
Yo,
you were asking
armpits?
About my armpits.
They're so nice. They're
no,
pretty.
Actually, I didn't razor them yet last night when I was in the shower because he asked to see them. So, yeah.
What?
What is it about them? Like, I left a little foot. Like, is that what you want?
You like fuzz on armpits or fuzz on pussies?
I like pubic hair.
Oh. But what do you like about the armpit, this armpit specifically? That
you
wrote
oh
in on
my
a fucking
God.
Insta story of
I did not do that.
Yes,
no,
you did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You said the armpits. Oh, so you said it?
You are lying.
You are. Then you like, pull them shits out tomorrow.
So
you
your advice to her would be to go ahead and fuck
right
him?
Now,
you said what?
What?
You might be getting him in trouble right now.
Right? He got one bitch he fucking with no condoms. And you over here like, you was in my DM.
Yo, he interviewed Oprah. You think she gonna listen to this?
You never
But what's
know.
Hot about armpits? I want to know, seriously.
No, they are the entry level to everything good about a woman.
Is it because
like,
they
are
the
you best.
See the arms
it's like,
up and
it's
like
the best. Yeah, it's sexy. Okay.
Which is crazy yes. because
And it's
you,
where the pheromones come not, from.
Also, I mean, but
oh,
also,
girl, someone fucked a shoe a few weeks ago. So
right? Yeah, this ain't nothing. But I mean, but also, if you think about it, when you
there's
have
a whole
sex,
section of armpit porn on it on Pornhub.
Wait, there's armpit porn?
Yeah.
Here we
no
go.
No fucking. Can we pull it up? Can you look up porn?
Can we pull it up, bitch? I'm
armpit
typing.
Porn. No, wait.
I saw some belly
wait, do they
shit.
Do they put their dick in the between the arm like a titty fuck?
Armpit.
I watch a lot
please
armpit.
Look it up. Look it up. Hold on.
Lesbian.
We go, this
put
is,
in
oh,
Bella,
wow.
Belladonna and
nigga, you know a whole name?
You know a little too much. Oh,
and what's
is.
Her name? Sasha, the one who was on
Sasha Grey?
Sasha Grey, yeah.
Armpit porn. Wait, there's hairy armpits, hairy armpit. Armpit licking.
Oh my God, look at this.
That has nothing to do. Look. Wait, is it a lesbian thing mostly? Oh, no, look, there's a nigga with dreads licking an armpit. Ooh, I ain't never had no dread head lick my armpits.
Yeah, click on this one.
Do you walk?
No, I don't think it's going
to. Doesn't this go?
Oh, wait, go to this one.
Wait, does this go on YouTube, though?
Look, over here, too.
Does this go on YouTube?
Touchscreen. Pull the armpit.
No, but does this go on YouTube?
Yeah, we about to fucking
if,
use it.
If
you,
I
listen,
make that
you going to use
it.
Okay, yeah, no, we can't share that because copyright reasons. So you can go ahead and close it. No, it'll go up. So for all of our patrons, you'll be able to see the armpits.
Yeah, I can make it. Blurry. All right,
it's
which
fine.
One?
All right, I want to see this one. I'm serious. I want to see how they get in. I want to hear the noises they make from it.
Well, oh, she's licking it too. Hold on.
They
let's
ain't
see.
That cute. They look like they're somewhere in fucking Venezuela in the. Oh, wow.
They're definitely in Brazil.
Why? That girl kind of big.
Describe they what got you're a whole.
Okay, so we're going to describe
this. They got all kind of flavors.
Your current balance, you be tipping home?
So this is a webcam request then.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, wow. She's licking her armpit.
Oh, wow. And now they're so it's three women up on the screen, you guys. And two are kissing. And the big girl, I don't like that they made the big girl do it, but she's licking the armpits, like going ham.
This is very disturbing. So, so are you into licking armpits or getting your dick jacked off by an armpit?
Is that a t-shirt you guys are selling?
Not yet, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not get into this conversation, please.
Anyway,
it's been a hell of a day. but yeah, so awkward.
Studio.
Right, we were almost like. Yeah, that's why we have two guests today. She ain't want to talk to me by herself.
We were supposed to have an episode alone. I said, we getting somebody else. Glad you're here.
Anyway.
But is that our time? Because it's 7:04.
Yeah, no,
time?
We are.
Now we got to talk about the stripper strike. I'm so
yeah,
high. Plus,
so
she's like way better.
I'm excited about
so
our
really
next episode. For our listeners who absolutely loved your voice, because I know I do, every time I listen to your interviews, you ask questions that I don't think any other interviewer could ask. Like you're just
and you always
really
seem so relaxed.
It's like, so for you guys who don't know this man, if you go on his page, you could see him interview everyone from fucking Denzel Washington, Oprah, fucking all the actors
from
Black Panther.
Kanye?
Have you interviewed Kanye?
No, I didn't interview Kanye, but I did ask him. I've been around Kanye a bunch of times and I asked him for a picture. And he pulled this little white guy in. And I was like, who the fuck is this little small white guy? And I cropped him out of the picture. Then I went back and was like, oh, that's like super famous artist cause. Next time Kanye remixes your picture, you should just nod and agree.
Oh, my God.
I feel really bad because I can't find the original picture now.
Well,
like,
again, where can that. Where
I'd
can
crop
I guess
him out.
All of, you would crop
bitch,
Kim
you know
Kardashian
out? Fuck Kim.
Love Kim. Anyways, where can
our
listeners
of hoes that look like her. All you
find
do is
you?
You can find me on Instagram at blogzilla, BLOGXILLA, or Twitter, same name, BLOGXILLA.
Boom. And yeah, again, you guys can see all of his clips on Instagram, and he's very active on social media. So you guys hit him up and tell him you loved him on the show.
We're super excited to have you post Oprah. Let me just say, I honestly didn't think you'd say yeah. I just feel like you interview Oprah like the foot. I ain't gonna do no goddamn podcast. The O Network, bitch. That's what I do. So
yeah.
I'm like really.
I only
happy.
Did it for you guys because I fuck with you. So
thank
I came out
you.
To support.
Ooh, we fuck wittable over
I
here.
I hope I was interested enough. I
no,
like
absolutely.
Nigga, you like
you
to
just,
fuck armpits.
You
that
just
was
brought
enough.
Up
that's
armpits,
all we needed.
Know?
We're gonna use that clip and then put your name above.
Blogzilla
and then
enjoys licking armpits.
Is that the Princess Zamunda on your arm?
Oh, no, this is a Buddha.
Oh, look like what's his name? Akeem, what's his name?
It's not Akeem. No, I see you all up in that armpit though.
That's nice.
Anyways, guys, I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much again for supporting us on Patreon. We are coming to you guys live in Atlanta. We're working on the deets right now for that. As soon as tickets are available, I know y'all keep hitting us like, where the tickets at? Where the tickets at? They not on
yet.
Oh,
let me just tell you, y'all got to convince Mandy. I'm trying to do a segment of the show where we pull up my phone and for 20 minutes, y'all, I'm going to go on Soul Swipe because I know y'all want me to fuck a black man.
And this is
like,
what she thinks we're going to do.
I
but
feel
we're not.
Like Atlanta is just the place for it. And I want to do like
Atlanta
a Tinder
got a
live
lot of
segment.
AIDS. There's a lot of AIDS in Atlanta.
No one has time for that.
There's a lot of AIDS in Atlanta.
There's a lot of condoms.
There's a lot of condoms. I just want to say that
if you liked someone, would you date a guy who had the HIV?
That question
we kind of had
already
that.
Asked
we had that conversation.
You said yes?
We said it would be a hard thing to think
because
about.
We learned a lot. Like I didn't know that it could be dormant in your body while on medicine. Now, don't get me wrong. Like if I just met someone, no. But if I don't know,
yeah, that's a conversation. Like and we both kind of didn't know, but probably not.
Magic Johnson wife ain't got it.
She know. She probably took the pelt pill.
Pelt.
Well,
pill.
See, there you go.
Prep?
Well, there's your answer.
Prep.
Well, there.
Pelt.
Listen, there's your answer. The guy has to be as rich as Magic Johnson. So, if he's not Magic Johnson rich, no. I'm just saying. Fuck the bullshit. Anyways, again, I want to thank you guys. We'll be bringing merchandise to you very soon. And we can't wait to meet all of you guys live.
I saw it. The shirt was dope. They just put it on screen for like 2 seconds. It was really dope.
Thanks. Yeah. You're making this.
That shit was trash. That shit was trash. That was trash.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about that. So thank you guys. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.